So anyway, so you can upfront label when you're working with your clients, meaning if you know what they're experiencing and you know how to label it, then you could sit there and say, well.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling, but it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is no broke months.
If you're looking for more listings and you would like a step-by-step approach of how to do it, I invite you to an upcoming 5-day listing domination challenge where I'm going to show you exactly how to take listings in today's market and how to do so without door knocking, cold calling, or begging. You can register now to attend for free when you visit www.5daylistingchallenge.com. That's the number 5daylistingchallenge.com. And again, that's www.5daylistingchallenge.com. See you online.
How to help your clients deal with their emotions. Dan Rochon of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents talks about how to help your clients deal with their emotions. He emphasizes the importance of having a rapport with your clients to be able to label their emotions up front. Then, he does a role play to show how this is done. Learn how to help your clients deal with their emotions in this new episode of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents.
So if money's an amplifier, and if you have somebody who is a little bit anxious, and then you magnify that through the money, now suddenly they're a lot anxious, okay, like amplified. And for some, it's amplified more than others. So if we understand that, then what do we do about it? So now that we understand that, and this is on the initial entry that they're feeling all these experiences, right? And I'm using the word feeling, not thinking. There is some thought to it as well, but mostly it's feeling. So if they're feeling all this, what could you do?
Well, you could, number one, prepare them every step of the way, even more so of what's happening, what's next.
I love it. So prepare them. Here's what's happened next. And so every single conversation that you're having with somebody should always be, here's what's going to happen next. Additionally, you could also label the emotion. So on Friday, we talked about neuro-linguistic programming and part of in hypnosis. So what I learned when I got certified in NLP was about emotion and about how to be able to take emotion and make it go away. The way that you do it is by labeling it. And labeling it is simply calling it what it is. You seem angry. You seem sad. You seem afraid. Now, a little asterisk, a big asterisk there, particularly with the angry one. Be careful with the angry one. All right. So you got to really, really acknowledge when you're with somebody who's angry, because if you say angry and you're not connected with a rapport with them, most likely they're going to be like, yeah, I've been angry. And it's going to actually ping them than anything. Okay. So we don't want to do that. All right. But if you're in rapport with them, then you can acknowledge the anger. Now we know what a label is. And now we know what they're emotionally experiencing. Up front, we can label and actually acknowledge that emotion before it's even brought to light. Now, the client I mentioned to you, I labeled it and I didn't even realize it until after the transaction was done. And it was a nightmare. The one with the Lysol. I mean, we're talking about it was tough. I did label it up front. And then when she got to closing, after the closing, she called me and she says, you know what, Dan, you were right. This was something that was the most stress that I've ever experienced, which told me that I labeled it up front. It didn't help in that case. Maybe it did help, right? It probably did help because she remembered that I said it. So anyway, so you can upfront label when you're working with your clients, meaning if you know what they're experiencing and you know how to label it, then you could sit there and say, well, a lot of times, Diana, buyers at this point of the process are anxious. You may be concerned about your kid's school. Or I know that your husband's got a new job and you may be concerned about that. You know, is this the right move for you? And I completely understand the anxiety. I would be anxious as well. What I can reassure you is that I'm going to help you, guide you through so that that anxiety, you know, I can't take it away from you, but what I can do is I can help mute it, and I can help accommodate it, and I can help respect it, and I can listen to you, and I can be able to really make certain that you know every single step of the way so that you can not be anxious. Would that be helpful to you, Diana? Okay. So even in like in that role play, right? What do you guys observe from even just like that short role play?
That it's a tricky tool. Without rapport, you label the anger, you get more.
You can. Yeah. Diana, how did you feel when I was going through that with you?
That you were reassuring me that you would be there every step of the way.
Yeah, like even though that was just make-believe, right? But did you still sort of feel like, okay, dude's got my back?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And so when we acknowledge it up front, the likelihood is going to be that we already know what they're experiencing. So then we're going to acknowledge that experience before it occurs, because up front, they're less anxious than once they get involved in the process. Okay. So once they get involved in the process, they become more and more anxious. And so we want to label that up front. We want to acknowledge up front. We want to reassure them that we're going to communicate them throughout the process. And we want to reassure them that we're going to help them be less anxious.
Hey there. If you are a real estate agent, and if you've been an agent for a second or more, you realize that there's sometimes peaks and valleys in your income that at the least make you feel anxious. And if you are looking to get rid of those peaks and valleys and you're seeking to have that consistent and predictable income, and to specifically take listings in today's market when it's near impossible to get a buyer under contract, I invite you to a 5-day listing domination challenge that I'll be hosting, where you'll discover your way, not mine, your way to take listings, and you'll be able to understand where to get seller leads who are ready to hire you right now in today's market, and know how to get hired more often. I invite you to join us. It's a free 5-day listing domination challenge. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge. That's the number 5, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. So go ahead and visit www.5daylistingchallenge, and I'll see you online. Bye.